Press release. The women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir published an open letter to the Muslim armies to liberate the blessed land of Palestine. As the women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, we have published today an open letter from the women of this noble Muslim ummah to our sincere brothers, fathers, and sons in the armies of the Muslim lands, urging them to rise to their Islamic duty of defending the Muslims of Palestine from this murderous Jewish entity and liberating every inch of this blessed land from the clutches of this genocidal occupation. The letter will be translated into many languages and shared widely within communities, on social media, and on various other online platforms across all continents. Over 40,000 have been slaughtered in Gaza over the past 11 months. The majority were women and children, while the governments of the world, including in the Muslim lands, have watched on as idle spectators to these bloodbaths, devoid of any political will to stop the slaughter. Indeed, many regimes of the Muslim lands have, for decades, strengthened the hand of the Jewish occupation through their peace agreements, normalization, diplomatic relations, and economic cooperation with this genocidal entity. These Western-implanted and Western-serving agent rulers and regimes have served as the front-line guard to this murderous entity and prevented any movement against it. They have abandoned the oppressed Muslims, openly displayed their loyalty to the Jewish entity and its Western colonial sponsors, and chained their soldiers to their barracks while the Ummah bled. It is therefore upon the shoulders of our sincere and brave brothers in the Muslim armies to rise and embrace their Islamic obligation of being the defenders and liberators of the Muslims, for they are the ones who have the material power, the tanks, the planes, the munition, the soldiers, to eradicate this cancerous occupation and put an end to the slaughter for good. Indeed, what is all their training, weapons, and military strength for if not for protecting their ummah and liberating its lands? Furthermore, ceasefires will not end the 7-decade-long genocide and Nakba, rather only the liberation of the entire land of Palestine from this murderous barbaric occupation will end the slaughter, pain, and suffering of the Muslims of Palestine, and this will not be achieved without the mobilization of an army that is instilled with Iman. As the women of this Muslim ummah, we say to our brothers in the Muslim armies, how much longer will you remain in the shadows while your ummah is being annihilated and the land of Al-Aqsa is being defiled? What will you say to your Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala when he subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you,
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمُ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا.
And what reason have you not to fight in the way of Allah and for the oppressed among men and women and children, who say, Our Lord, take us forth from the town whereof the people are oppressors, and grant us from you a protector, and grant us from you a helper. An-Nisa 75. We urge you to rise and overthrow the thrones of these cowardly, traitorous Muslim rulers who have blackened your name, and discard these false, divisive, colonial-imposed nationalistic borders between our lands, and march to Al-Quds, to the defense of your mothers and children of Palestine, and give your nusra, material support, for the establishment of the Islamic leadership and system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khilafah, Caliphate, based upon the method of the prophethood, which is the guardian, protector, and shield of the Muslims. It is this state alone which will mobilize you to fulfill your true role as defenders, liberators, and protectors of your ummah and deen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, making you heroes of the Muslims and bringing honor to your name. You are the inheritors of the great leaders and commanders of Islam, such as Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, Muhammad ibn Qasim, and Muhammad al-Fatih. So embrace their legacy of achieving great victories for your deen, including the liberation of Al-Aqsa. So do not delay. The time to act is now. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.